Welcome to Your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. Thanks for tuning us in. We are once again joined by our good friend Jay Hopkins, director, performer, and improv guru. Today, Jay puts Nick and me on the spot with his own lightning version of 20 questions. He then gives us a peek behind the curtain with some insights into what it's like to be the voice of an eternal, magical, and all-knowing stone fountain. All this is to say, this is not your typical day at the Dose. Enjoy.
You know I work out at Islands of Adventure.
Yes.
Yeah.
I am the Mystic Fountain.
I love that role.
And the Mystic, I love it too. It's the greatest job in the world, and I will never leave it until they kick me out. I love it that much. Plus, they don't want me anywhere else. That's a whole other story. But the character is Casbah the Rock, and he knows everything.
Okay.
And so I say, you can ask me any question, which, of course, instantly locks people up. I don't know what to, there's an infinite number of questions. You can ask me any. I can't think of anything. So Casbah has come up with these questions. It's like, oh, I've got lots of questions. So these are rapid fire. First instinct, answer the question.
Okay.
Some of them are very easy. Some of them, you're going to surprise yourself. Okay. What's your name and what's the city you live in?
Nick Jorgidi, Orlando.
Winter Springs.
Okay, we'll go you. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, or I'll point.
Okay.
So that you don't have time to think. Okay? Here's where it gets interesting. What's your favorite fruit?
Watermelon.
A watermelon.
Black ink or blue ink?
Black.
Blue.
Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Cats.
Favorite book?
The Bible.
Poisonwood Bible.
If you could only eat one candy for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Rolos.
Hershey's Kisses.
If you could do any job in the world other than the one you're doing right now, what would it be?
Dancing.
Massage recipient.
French fries or tater tots?
French fries.
Why?
Because I get tired of eating tater tots after a while. They feel greasier and heavier.
French fries or tater tots?
Tater tots.
Why?
More potato.
Flight or invisibility?
Flight.
Flight.
How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
As much wood as it could chuck.
You're old enough to know what a phone book is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember your phone number growing up?
Yes.
Yes.
Good. What was it?
617-441-2163.
M&M the candy or M&M the wrapper?
Candy.
What is your bank ATM PIN card number?
7.
Yeah.
Pineapple on pizza, yes or no?
Yes.
No.
What's your favorite type of music?
I have indie rock.
Jazz.
Is Pluto a planet?
Yes.
No, it's a Disney character.
What's your favorite season?
Fall.
Chimney.
Immovable object or irresistible force? Who wins in a fight?
Irresistible force.
Irresistible force.
Elvis or the Beatles?
Beatles.
What's the secret to happiness?
Hats.
Being you.
There you go.
20 wow. questions
with Bob and Nick.
That was fast.
I feel like I got exhausted. A lot wrong.
No, you didn't. You got some of them wrong.
But guess what? I realized that we also diverged in some spots.
A couple. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. These questions are, I wrote these questions specifically so I can start conversations.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of them are you know, conversation starters. And some of them are just designed for puns for me as Casbah the Rock. You know, it's like watermelon. That would be this fountain's choice. Watermelon. Right. That's a pun. Dogs or cats? Dogs, obviously. Don't like cats. You know. Elvis or the Beatles? No, it's the Rolling Stones. I mean, they're puns.
Yeah.
But like, you know, flight or invisibility, you go, okay, well, but why? Or French fries or tater tots? Well, they're better, but why? Well, they're salty, but they both have salt. You know, they're designed to try and, you know, get people to start thinking about what they're doing a little bit. And it offers conversation too. Cause like when you say, well, what's your favorite book? The Bible. Okay, great. What's your favorite book?
Poisonwood Bible.
Great.
It's a different book altogether.
Casbah's favorite book is The Dictionary. Because it's got all the other books in it. You just read it in a different order every time. You know? And someone came back to me the other day and said, except for proper names. It's like, oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh. Don't you love that when
I
they
do. They're
paying enough attention to actually point out a little loophole.
Right, right. So it's like, I love that chance to see where people's heads are.
It's awesome.
Yeah. You know, it's really cool.
Because you love to engage people.
Yeah.
Which is why you have been a part of SAC for what, 30 years? Jeez.
Since 92.
Okay, so that's, 31 years.
31 years this September.
Yeah. I first encountered you doing a playing together in front of Leadership Orlando.
Right.
And enjoyed it. And I use an example all the time, actually, in my level one class about you, the milk monkey. Do you remember that scene by any chance?
Vaguely, yeah. I've
told you about this, haven't I?
I think so, yeah.
So it's so there's a scene happening, and there's a little kid in the playground, and another little kid acting like a bully going up to him and smacking him and saying, hey, where's your milk monkey? He meant to say milk money, right. But he said milk monkey. And in true Yes And form, Jay jumps off the sidelines in perfect monkey form, goes over and slaps the little kid, takes his money, and leaves. Now, this was a mistake, and yet it didn't seem like a mistake because it was the showstopper. It was the thing that everybody in the audience wanted to see over and over again. And being Jay, he did not disappoint them. That milk monkey showed up in almost every scene.
Yeah. I had one joke, and that was it, man. Yeah. I was going to drive something. It to the ground.
It kills.
It was if the it kills, killer kills. Every yeah. time it showed up. Yeah. It was perfect and beautiful.
But I've learned that you can't just go in every single scene. You got to wait till the right time. Right.
You can't just...
So you have developed over time. I also saw you at Orlando Health... leading a conga line.
Probably.
And I had not seen that before. Yeah, this is a large, very conservative group of people. And there's Jay out front joyfully going off to the side with a line full of people following him.
Well, I was born to dance.
It's a good thing. You can dance. You can move pretty well, I would say.
Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. Even though I got some of the questions wrong, it was fun to try to answer without thinking. As someone who typically overthinks quite a bit, it was very freeing. I'd like to go to Universal and get some more inspiration and motivation from Casbah/Jay, or maybe he should just start a Casbah-themed podcast that I could listen to. A rock podcast, a rock cast, a rocking good podcast. I'm overthinking things. Have a great day.